Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back in the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm feeling what you guys are feeling. I tried to go out to eat. I tried to set up a birthday party. We were looking at possibly trading my kid's car because he has my car from years ago, and we keep having broken down cars because we buy used cars and then we run them to the ground and they're not Toyotas, and I think we need to finally buy a Toyota. I don't know what we're doing wrong, but I'm just looking at what things cost and it's just expensive. I can't even tell you how I think we are overpaying for things that shouldn't. And so we are being told that we need to brace for 4 years of rising inflation. Now, 4 years, does that mean, you know, because the Biden administration is in office for 4 years, is because that they think it's going to take that long for us to kind of get our lives back together? But, you know, what's interesting, with the labor shortage, and for any of you that manage a company or own a company, President Biden apparently has heard our calls and our cries for help to get people hopefully back to work so we can be open again. And his answer to the solution to attracting workers was, and he whispered this, people thought it was a little creepy, but I understand what he was doing. He was being dramatic. But he whispered, pay them more. It was kind of like a whisper shout. And it would seem very logical. Okay, you want to attract more labor, you want to attract more employees, you pay them more. Well, that is what is sadly turning into what we're dealing with now with inflation. And I'm hearing from everybody, prices are going to go up after the summer. Prices are going to go up next month. Do you guys keep hearing that too? Prices are going to go up. And I'm just not buying it. I am thinking that this is something that actually is looking like it's beyond our control and is becoming a snowball effect. And until somebody stands up and says, no, prices are not going to go up. No, this isn't going to happen. We're going to slow our roll. Let's go back. Let's just get our supplies back in shape. We're going to reevaluate what we're going to do for those people that don't have a job that they could go back to easily. And we're going to not stand for exorbitant prices. But that's not happening. We're talking about summer travel. Talked about summer travel. People will pay whatever to get out of Dodge. They haven't seen their family members in months. And I'm looking at these airline tickets. These airline tickets are $500, $600, $700 for something that should have only been $200. And what's everybody doing? Are they standing up and saying no to drive the price down? They're not. So whether it's food, whether it's travel, we're not going to make any headway. And if we can't get employees to come back without, quote, paying them more. And mind you, the wages were going up. We had amazing wages that were going up through the last administration. Yes, some places needed to have minimum wage improved, but we were doing really, really well. We were making some huge headway. And so when you tell a business that has been closed or working at half capacity, barely making a profit or taking a cut and a loss for 15 months, that they need to turn around and increase payroll, not going to work. So how bad is the inflation? Well, they say prices rose yet again in May as they look to the month behind. The price index tracking personal consumption expenditure, or PCE, climbed 3.9% in the year ending in May, according to the Bureau of Economic Analysis. This is the highest level since August 2008. They say similarly, core PCE inflation, which strips out more volatile components like food and energy, was still 3.4% higher. Now, I'm in medicine. The last thing I want is any sort of prices to go up. We've been talking about medical costs. We've been talking about medicines, hospital stays. Doctors, by the way, their salaries aren't going up. Nurses' salaries aren't going up. So it's not a payroll issue from a medical standpoint. In fact, I'm making probably less money than I made years ago because that's just how it is. They will cut doctor reimbursement continually. But you tell a restaurant that they have to pay their servers more, you're going to pay for it with your burger and with your food. You're going to tell a retail store that they have to pay workers more, they're going to up prices. There's going to be less coupons. So U.S. inflation has averaged 3% in the past 100 years, 2% in 2010, 1% in 2020, but they say it'll annualize at 8% in 2021. Now, this is according to B of A's top strategist, Michael Hartnett. And with inflation, sadly, we just don't want to relive the 70s. For some of you that were not born early 70s or before the 70s, and I was born early 70s, it was bad. Gas lines, unemployment, things started to rise in price. In fact, that's why my parents left L.A. They left L.A. to come to Arizona, Phoenix, to save money. So exoduses out of California have not been, you know, just new now. And so it was, we were poor, and we had a heck of a time making ends meet. Had to live with my grandparents for a period of time. It was a bad time. I was grateful to be able to at least live with grandparents and have a roof over my head. But sadly, with inflation, you start to have more homelessness. And you will have more unemployment as businesses won't be able to attract customers to pay those rates. So if everybody goes, oh, we're going to have a roaring 20s, we're going to have a boom, we're going to have this post-pandemic boom. Not entirely. We're having the vacuum seal has opened up. And so we're having flow, but I think we're going to see some pretty stark realities in the next year or two. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the CDC has reported that roughly 4,115 people who were fully vaccinated for COVID have either been hospitalized or died with COVID. Now, this is, again, a huge stark contrast to the over 600,000 deaths that we have grappled with since the start of the pandemic, 619,000, I believe, of 34, 35 million cases. But still, it's not a number we wish to hear. 4,000 cases of hospitalizations and death post-vaccine is maybe a statistic that's way better than the unvaccinated COVID cases, but it's still, sadly, 4,100 too many. The total number of individuals who died after contracting COVID-19 despite being vaccinated was 750. They say 76% of hospitalizations and deaths from breakthrough cases occurred in those who were over 65 years old. Now, keep in mind, the majority of people vaccinated are in that age group. So we have to be very careful looking at these numbers and how we interpret the numbers. So we only started vaccinating younger individuals in the spring. Yet December, January, we vaccinated healthcare workers and then seniors. We hit the seniors pretty early on by January, which means they were fully vaccinated and were supposed to have the immunity that was suggested, the 95% efficacy of Pfizer and Moderna against hospitalizations and death by mid-February, May. So that means these cases happened roughly May and beyond. May and beyond, we started to see numbers go down. So when people say, well, you know, is this an overestimation? Is it an underestimation? I don't think it's an estimation because the CDC said they're going to stop testing mild cases and stop following those. But if somebody's hospitalized and they have COVID, that's pretty easy to document and pretty easy to follow. So as long as they're being completely transparent with their numbers, they will be. Somebody being hospitalized or died of COVID will, you know, get pinged by the radar. They aren't going to surf under the radar, fly under the radar, so to speak, because they're not going to be home with a mild case going, I'm not going to be tested, which a lot of mild cases, sadly, are going undetected. So we have no idea how many people who are vaccinated could be running around with COVID because they aren't getting tested. But if you're hospitalized, it's pretty hard to not have that test done. Same thing with those who sadly pass. So 750 people dying of the 125 million people vaccinated, the statistics are even beyond what Pfizer and Moderna had touted. CDC noted that 142 of those fatalities were asymptomatic or unrelated to COVID. Now, that's interesting that they have that delineation. One issue we had early on in the pandemic is the death rate was skyrocketing, and people who were in a car accident, we were being told if they tested positive for COVID, it still counted. And I had asked, and I think we all asked, can you make a separate category? Can you make a separate column on the spreadsheet? Say these were actual COVID-related deaths, and these were people who died who also test positive for COVID. Pretty simple to be able to divide that up, but I don't think anybody had the ability to do that at the time or the time. So the CDC received 3,900 reports of people who had been hospitalized with breakthrough COVID infections despite being fully vaccinated. Of those, more than 1,000 of those patients were asymptomatic or their hospitalizations weren't related to COVID-19. So how does that happen? How does somebody that gets two vaccines, two doses of a vaccine, how do they still get sick and ill and die of COVID? Well, one is, you know, one vaccine you could say, well, maybe they were the ones that only got the saline. You know how some people didn't get the actual vaccine or they got an empty syringe? But with two doses, it's really hard 3 or 4 weeks apart to get a non-vaccine. So we know they got the vaccine. We know they got something. So either A, their immune system didn't take to the spike proteins, and they're like, I don't know what these are. I'm not buying it. Either B, the mRNA didn't make it to the cells. In order for these vaccines to work, the mRNA in the little lipoprotein envelope has to be able to make it into the muscle cell, and then the cell read the mRNA, make the spike proteins that the immune system then learns and studies and responds to be ready for the real COVID. So maybe the mRNA didn't get to them. Maybe they rubbed their arm because it was really tender and they destroyed the delicate little nanoparticles. I don't know. Thirdly, is maybe it was a strain that was so far different from what the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine was that the immune system wasn't buying it. and that they were vaccinated but not vaccinated for the strain that got them. Now, we are supposed to be testing each strain. I don't think we have the numbers of how many people died of the Alpha UK variant or the Delta variant that they're calling the one from India, that originated in India. But we knew we would have breakthrough cases, so the Pfizer Moderna shots saying 95% effective at preventing hospitalization and death, just that. You'll have some people where they just won't, they'll get the vaccine and it just won't work for them. Many of you have told me that you got the flu vaccine and you'd still get the flu. Well, it could be because it was a different strain. It could be because you got exposed to the flu before that shot could kick in. That's just another issue, too. People might have been exposed to COVID before they actually had enough time to build immunity. So these are all reasons that possibly could be the cause of these breakthrough cases. And then, you know, bad batches. Apparently, there was a report that multiple Indonesia doctors were vaccinated with the Sinovac. I believe that's the Chinese-made vaccine. And they still got sick. So maybe there's some issue with the Sinovac COVID vaccine. I don't know much about that because it's not a vaccine we're going to get. Sinovac has been used in multiple countries. It does concern us, the Sinovac Biotech, a China-based pharmaceutical company, whose headquarters are in Beijing, because if we have variants and we have other strains of COVID allowed to evade other countries' vaccines, they could eventually make it their way. But we're told that a two-dose vaccination of the Sinovac CoronaVac for individuals 18 years above has an efficacy rate of only 50.4% of preventing symptomatic infection. They tested it on Brazilian population, and the effectiveness was 67%. And so it's not as effective, sadly, as the Pfizer and Moderna. So we also have to make sure that batches and, you know, we're still doing quality assurance. The testing might have showed that our vaccines are 95% effective, but if something happens with the transport or the cold chain, it might not be as effective. And the plants need to be studied. The World Health Organization has expressed concern about one of the plants involved in Russia's Sputnik V vaccine. Apparently, they're concerned at how the Sputnik V plant production, how they fill the vials. And they're wondering if mitigation measures are in place to reduce the risk of cross-contamination. The World Health Organization is currently reviewing the vaccine, and they conducted an inspection between May 31st and June 4th. They noted issues concerning tracing and identifying batches at the site, which is located at the Republican Republic of Bashkortostan. And in response, the company said all issues have been resolved, and that none pertain to the safety and the efficacy of the vaccine itself. And they invite the World Health Organization for another inspection. So Sputnik is supposed to be at about 91% effective. They did trials involving 20,000 people in Russia. European Union is reviewing their safety data, but apparently there were deadlines missed, and I'm not sure what other drama's been going on, but Russia has a two-dose vaccine. Then they upgraded it to a one-dose version. So, well, a lot of vaccines out there, a lot of things that still need to be over-watched and supervised. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department is suing the state of Georgia for enacting new election reform laws following the 2020 presidential election and the 2021 Senate runoff election. The DOJ claiming it violates people's right to vote. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland points out the laws come after one of the biggest voter turnouts in the state's history.
Approximately two-thirds of eligible voters in the state cast a ballot in the November election, just over the national average. This is cause for celebration. But then in March of 2021, Georgia's legislature passed SB 202. Many of that law's provisions make it harder for people to vote.
At least four people are dead and 159 unaccounted for as the search and rescue operation continues at a Surfside, Florida condo building. USA Radio News. The Senate Minority Leader is reacting to the bipartisan infrastructure deal that was agreed to on Thursday.
In one press conference Thursday, President Biden touted a $1.2 billion bipartisan infrastructure bill. Then the president held a second press conference with demands that need to be met. That has soured Senator Mitch McConnell, as heard on Fox News.
I think we've gone from optimism to pessimism as a result of the president's second press conference.
As is, the bipartisan infrastructure bill still needs to clear both houses on the Hill. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Vice President Kamala Harris is in El Paso visiting the border for the first time since being named border czar 3 months ago. The vice president giving a more detailed briefing later today after touring the El Paso Border Patrol station. Harris saying she wants to get to the root cause of what's the increase in illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Derek Chauvin sentencing, I believe, has just started their court hearing. He's in court currently after being denied earlier today a new trial. We'll give you updates if we're still on air at the time of the updates on Derek Chauvin. Derek Chauvin was a police officer who faces up to 30 years in prison for the death of George Floyd. And a Minnesota judge today denied a defense attorney's request for a new trial. Eric Nelson, Chauvin's attorney, filed a motion claiming that the former Minneapolis police officer was deprived of his constitutional right to a fair trial. But Hennepin County District Judge Peter Cahill said Nelson failed to prove any of the allegations. So Derek Chauvin has been in a maximum security prison since April after a jury convicted him of second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. Nearly a year after George Floyd died in police custody in May of 2020, Chauvin was seen in videotape kneeling on George Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes. Floyd said he could not breathe. His death was captured on a video that was seen by everybody, including children, and it was tragic. And yet, there's been a lot of controversy over how the hearing and lack of sequestering of the jury and public officials and presidents and congresspeople speaking out on how they would want the verdict to go. There's been controversy on if that affected Chauvin from having the right to a fair trial. And it's very hard to not watch the news and not know what's going on in the news, and to have, with the hearing being done, or the case not being seen in court until a year later, and after riots and protests, and it was very hard, I believe, for any jury to have not, you know, been emotional one way or another about what happened. And so it was something that a lot of us look at as in terms of the integrity of us being able to have a fair trial, even if you agree with the results of Derek Chauvin going to jail for being convicted of murder. If something happens and public opinion has a year to take hold, including garnering a opinion from the President of the United States, do you have any chance in a courtroom of having your day in court and being able to have anybody accept some of the evidence? So even, like I said, if it's the right decision, the how this went down was possibly something that could affect any of us, God forbid, if any of us are in a position where, I mean, hopefully we aren't, okay, don't do anything to put yourself, in law's way, but it is concerning. And I think it was one of those things where there was just no way anybody could have not known what happened and come into the court with a completely clean slate. So we'll keep you posted on what his sentencing will entail. Some are expecting him to be in prison for at least 25 years, some believe more. Also in the news, the Justice Department is suing Georgia over voting restrictions. We're being told that the Justice Department is suing Georgia over the new voting restrictions enacted, and the state law is imposing voter identification requirements for absentee ballots. It empowers state officials to take over local election boards, limits the use of ballot drop boxes, and they say it makes it a crime to approach voters while they are in line to vote. Now, many say, but they need food and water, but we also have to protect, make sure voters don't feel like they are being pushed, or when you're in line for your vote, you're not supposed to be intimidated. You're also not supposed to be bribed. So there's have been rules in place that when you go to vote, other people aren't supposed to go up to you and, you know, possibly threaten you or bribe you. Food and water is nice, but then I think there should be a law, as people are concerned that, oh, they can't get food or water, if they're in line, then that's something that the state then should fix and make sure there's food and water, so you don't have to rely on outside people, especially coming out of a pandemic, bringing you food and water that hasn't been tested and, you know, made sure it's safe. And so we'll see what happens with this. But there, unfortunately, was a lot of questions as to why some people never got a ballot, why dead people voted, and those votes were counted, and a whole variety of questions. President Biden's a president. We've moved on. But how do we prevent every election from being a cluster and people not feeling that their vote was counted? So some states are making rules to ensure that there's less chance for fraud. And it's obviously very controversial. Also controversial is the border. And Kamala Harris has finally made it. Apparently, she is in El Paso. There's been a lot of debate as to what part of the border she should be at. She's been criticized that she is about 1,000 miles away from where a lot of the heat is happening. And but she's there. She said she was going to visit the border. She actually snapped at a reporter saying that she had been there before. And when she arrived at El Paso Airport, she was asked why she chose now to visit. She said, well, it's not my first trip. I've come to the border many times. She said, I said back in March I was going to come to the border, so this is not a new plan. And the optics of it isn't very good because she was appointed czar 93 days ago. President Trump said, look, I'm going to make it to the border. And so once President Trump said, the Biden administration felt it would be good optics for her to be there. Unfortunately, now she's being, you know, she's playing defense. So I spoke about how, you know, I don't really like the BS going back and forth with Republicans and Democrats on, you know, her physically being there and did she have a photo op. My problem is we have Border Patrol agents asking for help. We have people being trafficked, raped, people coming to the border hungry, possibly with COVID, possibly with variants, sick, unvaccinated, and we, you know, the experts, the people that are there, boots on the ground, have been asking for help. And you need to help. I mean, if you want them to do a job, if you're a good manager, if you're a good CEO, you listen to every department head and see what they need. And then beyond the department head, you actually go into the departments and talk to the people that are slaving away. They shouldn't be slaving away, but that are working their butts off for your company or for your country. And you ask them, what can I do to make your life easier? Because you're doing this job for me, for us. So 56-year-old Harris left from Joint Base Andrews, Maryland at 6 a.m., met migrant girls aged 9 to 15. They drew pictures for her, described their hopes for the future. She spoke to border guards who have been dealing with a record-breaking surge in illegal crossings. And Texas Democrat Republican Veronica Escobar described the city as the new Ellis Island while on the tarmac. So they believe that El Paso was a good stopping point for Kamala Harris. Obviously, there's multiple areas without walls, without the tools that border agents need. And it's a very frustrating, very scary time for me as a physician, you know, wondering what needs to be done. Doctors are trying to go in groups to come down there to help the migrants. And it's a big debate on, do we help our homeless people? Do we set up camps to help our homeless people? What do we do about those in America that don't have medical care? But we also need to help those that are sadly being trafficked and abused and dehydrated and becoming ill, trying to make it across our border. It's a mess and it needs to be addressed. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events, showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So earlier in the show, we spoke about how in Sydney, they may be imposing another lockdown starting today. In Israel, they have reimposed wearing face masks. Now, I know this is very frustrating as we are in America trying to open up, trying to shake the masks, shake it off, just trying to reverse all the draconian restrictions and control that many public officials in America took and liberties they took upon themselves to take away our liberties. And it's been very frustrating. I mean, as a physician, I've been frustrated because as much as I want us to, you know, have N95 respirators and not be forced to put something else on her face that I think is less adequate, I want us to live. I want us to be able to not have to obstruct our airway with face coverings, and I want us to go back to normalcy, but at the same time, we're dealing with variants that are sadly affecting other countries and are coming our way and are already here. So I watch and see what happens in other countries. And Israel is not the typical country that is very oppressive and forcing everybody to lock down masks and things like that with the same suspicion that people have in America, but they have been when it comes to COVID. They have been doing lockdowns. They have been doing masks, which means what's going on in Israel wasn't, you know, just about politics in America. So the Israeli Health Ministry reimposed the requirement for masks to be worn in enclosed spaces because they've had a spike in infections since the rule was dropped 10 days ago. The Health Ministry also urged Israelis to wear masks in crowded outdoor spaces amid fears for the COVID-19 infection rate spiking further. And so Israel was one of the first to populate most of their country. They had one of the most rapid and comprehensive vaccine rollouts. At least half of their population is fully vaccinated. Tens of thousands of people in Tel Aviv were there for the annual Pride Parade. It was actually the country's first Pride celebration since the COVID pandemic. And some marchers said they had not expected the order to wear masks indoors again. And it came at the same time as outdoor celebrations got underway. And so the beaches in Tel Aviv are just beautiful, and it's a beautiful sight, the Pride Parade, as you watch it going up the beach along Tel Aviv. And the head of Israel's Pandemic Response Task Force, Nachman Ash, told public radio the requirement came after four straight days of more than 100 new cases per day, 227 cases confirmed on Thursday. Now, in America, if you're asking us how many new cases, it's a little tricky because, again, people aren't getting tested. So CDC stopped testing mild cases of breakthrough, and you have many people that are using telemedicine. So we have about 5 million active cases, 28.8 million people recovered, 17 deaths reported in the last few hours, 754 new cases, but we don't have accurate numbers of new cases because many people that are having body aches and, you know, not feeling well, they don't get tested. They're playing it safe, staying home and, you know, saying, oh, it's just a little cold. It's a summer cold. So there was a physician in Israel who said the rise in infections is likely due to the Delta variant. Dr. Ash said despite the increased number of positive cases, they did not see a parallel rise in hospitalizations or deaths. They said it's clear it's a factor of time and not enough time has passed. So he's not as optimistic that the vaccine numbers of at least over 50% are going to be enough to stave off death hospitalizations. So this Delta variant, what is it? Well, the strain that originated in India, but we don't call it the India variant now, we're calling it the Delta variant, and understandably so, is called the B1617.2.1, or AI1 for the Delta Plus variant. It's a version of the Delta variant. The Delta variant is the B1617, and there was a 0.1 and a 0.2, now we have a 2.1. And it was first reported by Public Health England, this variant, this new version of the Delta variant, on June 11th. They say the UK's first few cases have been sequenced on April 26th, suggesting that the variant may have been present and spreading by the spring. The Indian government said it has submitted the variant to the global data system and sent samples for genomic testing. So this is the variant upon the Delta variant. About 200 cases have been spotted in 11 countries, according to CNN, and health experts are investigating whether Delta Plus may be more transmissible than the original Delta strain or the Alpha UK strain. Still too early to say. So the Delta Plus differs from the Delta variant because it has an additional mutation called the K417N. And it affects the spike protein. And the spike protein is what determines how it attaches to cells and how it infects. Now, this K417N mutation isn't new. They say it has arisen independently in several viral lineages. So this is a mutation seen on multiple different variants. But this in combination with the Delta variant was enough to be to make a variant a little bit more super variant. The mutation was discovered in March 2020 on a strain in Qatar. And it also was found in the Beta variant. Now, the Beta variant was the one that was the South African variant. So the mutation, they believe, can also contribute to immune escape and help evade the monoclonal antibody treatments. So as we know, viruses mutate constantly. Many times the mutations might make them weaker where they can't survive, but others can make them stronger. And if they are stronger, they can replicate more and then make new progeny. To date, there have been about 160 strains of coronavirus sequenced globally. Many people ask, could any of these have also been manufactured? I think the possibility is there. We can't prove it because we're still having a tough time proving that the first one came from the Wuhan lab. I don't understand why it's so hard, but it is because of we're hearing the data was erased. All sorts of BS happened. But you do wonder if some of these mutations, right, could have been designed. Right now, we're assuming it was a natural occurring mutation that happened on multiple strains. And that's all we could go with. So the Delta variant in and of itself, the parent variant of the Delta Plus, has spread rapidly. It has been reported in dozens of countries, present in L.A., California, Southern California, multiple states, 40 to 60% more transmissible than the Alpha variant, which is the current dominant strain that we're having here in the United States. The mutation could affect vaccine efficacy in terms of the Delta Plus. People worry that a mutation on the spike protein that our vaccines were not designed for, our vaccines were designed for the wild type original variant or the original strain, could possibly cause our vaccines to be less efficacious. But we do believe that they will provide protection. It's going to be very difficult to tell because, again, we're not testing everybody, even those who are vaccinated, if they have been exposed to the Delta variant. If they're mild cases, the CDC said they're not going after those. They're only looking at those that have been hospitalized or died. And so we've had about 4,000 people who have been hospitalized or died after being fully vaccinated. We don't know how many of those numbers could be Delta. We're assuming many of those could be the Alpha strain or wild type. So, you know, currently we're watching and we're seeing what happens. The cases are starting to spread and be known more in the United States, and we'll keep you posted on that. It's exhausting. I get it, guys. It's exhausting. You know, well, we're up on the weekend. I want you guys to have a good weekend. Play it safe. If you're traveling, make sure to plan ahead. And, just be grateful for what you have. We made it this far. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.